Greetings to all you music lovers out there. This is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. We do a show of upbeat, up-tempo pop and rock songs, really catchy music for the most part. And let's get things going right away. This is a track from World Party off a record called Goodbye Jumbo. This one is called Put the Message in the Box here on Ear Candy.
Remember me. Don't let the kids forget the stories that we read in bed for fun. Remember me. But while there are still mountains left and ice caps by the sea, well, please remember me.
future is fly by. What keeps a plane up in the sky? Well, please remember me. Girlfriend didn't want to go, remember me. Paper flakes in Prospect Park, I watched them flutter in the dark, remember me. Don't forget my fate. Don't forget my fate. Getting late, it's getting late. Like a sudden spark struck faintly in the night, and then returns the dark with no more hope of light.
All the wind's nothing we want.
of the Sun, the Jayhawks. Oh, yes. I'm sure there's more than a few of us people out there who love the Sun and all that it gives us. Well, not all that it gives us. I mean, I feel like I'm in Monty Python talking about the Romans in the life of Brian all of a sudden. But that's off of Paging Mr. Proust, a fab record by the Jayhawks. And a strange story about the album title. Apparently a friend of Gary Lewis, who is the chief songwriter and the leader of the Jayhawks, recounted a story from this friend who was in an airport and misheard them paging for a passenger. Perhaps they were asking for Mr. Bruce, and he thought that they were paging Mr. Proust, the famous author. Misheard it. That happens in rock and roll. Apparently Stevie Nicks wrote Edge of 17, based on a conversation she had with Tom Petty's former wife, Jane Petty. And she had mentioned the age of 17, but she had a Floridian drawl, a very southern drawl, and Stevie Nicks misheard it. So a tradition of mishearing stuff and being an inspiration for a song title, or in this case, an album title. Before that, we heard Remember Me. That's from Wesley Stace, off a record called Wesley Stace is John Wesley Harding. Because he performed for many, many decades as John Wesley Harding and then went, you know, why am I doing that? I've got a given name. Everyone else calls me by my given name. I've got a life with my given name. I think I should just go by my given name. So he's trying to rebrand it into his actual name. A good record, really nice record. And, fun fact, the Jayhawks are the backing band on the entire record. So we kind of heard two Jayhawk songs. Only one of them was written by Wesley Stace. And we started the show off with Put the Message in the Box. Oh, yes, indeed. Put the message in the box and let it travel around the world. Put it in the car and, yeah, whatever. Cool song. I like it. From a record called Goodbye Jumbo by World Party. This next song reminds me of a movie. A very violent movie, but one inspired by some ancient Greek history, apparently. It was produced and directed by Walter Hill when he was at the peak of his powers, I guess. I think he's the same guy that brought us Beverly Hill Cop, if any of you remember that particular movie starring Eddie Murphy way back when. In this movie, the warriors, the gangs of New York, were all going to coordinate, cooperate, collude. And they had realized if we all work together, we actually outnumber the police by quite a fair number, and we can run the city. Yeah, that's a pretty flimsy premise. And one of the gangs, which ends up being the heroes that we cheer for, the warriors who, well, they get tagged as being the killers of the person with this big idea, but they weren't the ones that shot Cyrus, the gang member who had thought up the idea of let's get all the gangs together. Of course, he would head it up, right? Naturally enough, Cyrus, in a big speech meant to galvanize all of the representatives of all of the gangs of New York, of all of the five boroughs, was prone to saying, after every point he would make, "Can you dig it?" And this is Dig It by Tom Wilson.
What? Yeah.
X is crying again. Diesel tribal lovers end. I don't wanna be a mover, jockey peeler, ghetto groover. I can suck a super bad. Dig it, dig it, dig it till the sun goes down. Dig it, dig it, dig it till the sun. Never let the panic down. Trip it, shake it, money high. Tribal growl it every night. In the trench or on the ditch. Dig it, dig it, dig it till the sun goes down. Dig it, dig it, dig it till the sun goes down. Dig
somehow, some way. I turn rain to sun and turn night to day.
I turn hate to love and turn dreams to fate.
Every 15 minutes
you be calling my name.
Let me take your pain and turn your gray sky blue.
Close your eyes and let the light shine through.
Dig it, dig it till the sun goes down.
No yo, no yo, what?
Big girl, whole dad had a bad groove. Little trousers learning to move. Sit around in headphones trying to get their minds blown.
Light the garbage, hold the fuse.
Dig it, dig it, dig it till the sun goes down. Dig it, dig it, dig it till the sun.
Song of
Ticket Attractions from the New Pornographers. And every time I hear that song title, I keep thinking of Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam. You know, the little cartoon where he says, I paid to see a high diving act, and I'm going to see a high diving act. That, for some reason, High Ticket Attractions, I guess because the diving act was high up, and he was buying copious amounts of tickets because, you know, Bugs Bunny being real-life documentary kind of stuff. He just wanted to make sure he had all the seats to himself, apparently. That's how Yosemite Sam ran. Anyway, it's off a record called Whiteout Conditions. Before that, we heard Loner from The Beaches. That's off their debut self-titled EP. And we started off with Dig It. Yeah, Dig It. And that is from Tom Wilson, Canada's Tom Wilson, off a solo record he did many, 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 many years ago called Planet Love. Can you dig it? Planet Love, for sure. What a groove, though. What a great tune. And I hope you liked it as much as I did. Speaking of great tunes, we're going to play a song from a pop group here on the East Coast, a maritime group out of PEI. This one here is a cool sounding track called Felt Like a Kiss. Yes, indeed, here on Ear Candy.
You told me it was all you had in mind. You followed up with it in the morning. up in the afternoon. But I know by night all that bite will have softened. Baby, you don't see what's tied up in this. Please don't dismiss. Feel like a kiss.
Thank you.
Sometimes you just don't come through. You like playing golf a little more than you should, perhaps. Should be attending to the business of the universe. Anyway, that's kind of a lyrical conceit from Tori Amos off of her record. It was her sophomore record, which means her second record, called Under the Pink. And before that, we heard The Main Pretender from Ty Segall, the immensely prolific garage rocker Ty Segall, doing a little bit of a funk thing here. It's off a record called Freedom's Goblin. What the heck that means? I've got no idea. Freedom's Goblin, though. And before that, Felt Like a Kiss, which is a single that was released by the band Paper Lions. Not to be confused with Paper Tiger. It seems that Canadian bands want to be paper predatory animals. What's next? Paper Grizzly? We don't know. Stay tuned. I'm sure it's coming up. We're going to play a little more of a rock set this next little set of three songs. We're going to start with something from Canada's Sloan. They've been around for a long, long time. Oh, 25, 30 years now. Started in Halifax, moved to Toronto. And off a record that they made called Commonwealth, we're going to play a Patrick Pentland-led song called 13 Under a Bad Sign. Oh, yeah. Watch out. We'll be right back.
be high, LSD. To think this is the land of the free with its income inequality. This is what they had in mind when they outlined and signed the Constitution. It's your campaign contribution.
Happening.
That's a song called Evelyn from Fredericton's The Waking Night off a record called Brass and Swagger. And before that, we heard The Whole World's Watching. Yeah, there's some power rock for you from The Walking Papers off their debut record called The Walking Papers. Or maybe it's just called Walking Papers. I do know in Europe, they were like, wow, that's pretty psychedelic, but your music's kind of not psychedelic. Where'd you get that title from? Because the phrase, you know, like you've been given your walking papers. In North America, culturally, it means you've been fired. You've been downsized. In Europe, they don't have that phrase. They don't know what it means. So when the band went over there to tour, all the DJs were going, where'd you get that walking papers? It's so psychedelic. Woo. Watch out. It's funny how something like that can lead to all kinds of misunderstandings. And we started that set off with 13 under a bad sign. I guess 13 is a very superstitious number. Some people don't like it. So 13's a bad number, and I guess there was a bad sign somewhere there. Anyway, it's Sloan. It's off a record called Commonwealth, where all four band members each made a record, a side of a record to themselves. So it was a double record. Each of them prepared songs, whatever they wanted, whatever kind of thing that they wanted to do. They had their own side to themselves, and they put it all together and called it Commonwealth. So it was just another way to reconfigure the four songwriters in that band. Very democratic institution, Sloan. I like it. Okay, we're coming towards the end of our show. I think I might be able to squeeze in two more. What I'll get up for you first is a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers track off a record called Mojo. We're going to hear First Flash of Freedom, and if we have time, and I think we do, we're going to play a short White Stripes record called Now Mary. So let's do it all again next week. What do you say? Shall we make it a date? You bet. See you then.
Thank you. our shadows tall on the wall. Your brain is so full, but you can't keep it all. On your first flash of freedom,
your mate. Me is trying to find something that you are going to hate.